Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. High Commissioner, ambassadors, ladies and gentlemen, we share High Commissioner's concerns about the unprecedented scale of displacement resulting from the increasing number of humanitarian emergencies. Your estimate of almost 140 million forcibly displaced and stateless persons in 2025 is alarming, and your work, Mr. High Commissioner, has never been more important. The Czech Republic has been a long-standing partner to the UNHCR, and we highly value our partnership, both as a country hosting refugees and as a donor. Since the unprovoked and unjustified Russian aggression against Ukraine, the Czech Republic has granted protection to more than 650,000 people, and we have very much appreciated your support in handling this crisis. Equally, we value your unique know-how, your capacities, and tailor-made solutions to help refugees all over the world. Your efforts to search for sustainable support in close cooperation with partner countries and to provide long-term solutions for displaced people are commendable. At a time when the impact of climate change on human mobility only exacerbates the global needs, the role of early warning systems, preparedness and anticipatory action is crucial. Disaster risk reduction and climate security has been a long-term priority of the Czech Republic, and we appreciate the UNHCR's contribution to these efforts while implementing the Global Compact for Refugees at the national and regional level. We also welcome your efforts on prioritization, sustainable programming, humanitarian development peace nexus, increased collaboration with local partners, and effective coordination across the UN system, especially with the IOM. Over the last decade, our cooperation overseas amounted to roughly 25 million euro, allocated in Africa, Middle East, or Asia. This year, we have supported UNHCR operations in Afghanistan, Mauritania, and Rwanda in the total amount of 3 million euro. Further funding was provided recently in reaction to the UN flash appeal to support Lebanese and Syrian refugees. In 2025, you can rely on our continuous support. While we are not in a position to make a written pledge at this stage due to our budgetary rules, we would like to announce our intention to provide initial 1 million euro in support of refugees in the Middle East and further 120,000 euro in support of Afghan refugees in neighboring countries. These commitments are to be formalized very shortly. To conclude, allow me thank you, Mr. High Commissioner, and your teams in the field for all your tireless work, often in challenging and even life-threatening conditions. Your action is irreplaceable.